Can you hear me on the back there?
Yep.
That's right. Tá sé gur díal den sógrafaí is bellia an suasa. I'm delighted to be back in Cork. I have an excuse to come down and read a few poems. But it's very difficult to follow those poems we had. So I find it very hard. I wouldn't even dare try as you did there. Tá sóna le dán mar eolar an lán úsóg úl lehnig a hén agus mairi orta an sfimar am hugóol lo I bhob imar gihe lo an ar ilf gihe bêle agus fi anna gomsar an mertko vaad siir agus ní olg sishan achar agus dolg sishan agus fimar am hugóol gihe lo agus ní reib sishan gól agus dolg sishuot gwen a fílma agus dúrt gravashtuk son agus dúrt se Cartoon to Yishint, Trish Funeral, August, you know, Sprout and Dawn. So, the first poem I read is about friends of ours that we, myself and Mary, were out dining with them, and I knew them way back. And he used to drink, and she didn't drink. And this night we were out with them, he wasn't drinking, and she had a glass of wine. And I commented on this and said, this is strange. And he said, you should see her after drinking wine. So I wrote them this poem. And I read it in Irish first and I read the translation in English. Tá gí fá í tréis fian a hóil. Tá gí fá í tréis fian a hóil. An cnáil créirb sin ón tíle bhí ceo. Í a prom sáil róin sin a geantar gan ó. I lár na hithe agus linar na snó. Mar na rágan na tárna dín a carú gan a dó. Á, tá gí fá í tréis fian a hóil. Dog e fa e trish fiona ho, can all the garamine er the good ho, a wa o will ain von a goa gach tro, is a glor a brebuer chalon and slow, a gaffe su gonoch, son or thron on. Oh, dog e fa e trish fiona ho. Dog e fa e trish fiona ho, su a talun fe wachter of his bojere nu vo, a kosher hordeen of his sachan old, a roher le hashe gyatik is saver and glowed. Fin mora vaile is an ivian dol fo. Ah, dog e fa e trish fiona ho. Dog e fa e trish fiona ho. Bon o non oor o inagort calafor. In our holla, a hot boy, she can spacky norman. In a brogue o gurum o slade and no. Dog e fa e marahim shahi trish fiona ho. I guess it's a sax rear rumor there, she had in the Saxon tongue. If you could see her after drinking wine, if you could see her after drinking wine, wine from Chile of the very red kind, prancing ahead of me in the middle of the night, through the business district with her face alight, having left the pub late and a little tight. Ah, if you could see her after drinking wine. If you could see her after drinking wine, wine called Hoch from Germany's Rhine. In a Sougon cafe when the day is high, her voice louder than the crowds by just a mite. Oh, if you could see her after drinking wine. If you could see her after drinking wine, Beaujolais Nouveau, strawberries and cream, at a garden party under autumn's gleam, her bike by the gate lost in a dream of the road home as the sun goes to sleep. Ah, if you could see her after drinking wine. If you could see her after drinking wine, wine from California's grape fields, fresh and new, hopping through the stack of barley, a bit askew, in her oh-so-new blue suede shoes. If you could see her as I see her after drinking wine. Now I write the Don Mayor on Truss Idr Vla Pia of his Kirkwig. Hagamish Tavila Anavinik Nur Dashim of Vla Pia Dush. Agus be the Fiacant Erna Corby Bowler. Agus Fiacant Erna Sigrev Birla Osar Agus Gwell Nos Ishil Murdier Erna Corby Bowler. Agus Donishoff Wien. We've had the Vail Gior in Erin. Train Varan Brak. Ni Laurin Chihilum, an oid so. Sie lernen wohl nicht, dass wir hängen in diesem Ohrinche. Ihr neigt mir früher geschieß, ach fad eure. Ist heute drill und ich kell takke vorher. Kag salen er ein Skrat uchter, ist trau geschieß er die Entüchter. Die Feder der Tal, der Hille der Marien, der im Hall of Hain, ist fast kühlt mehr. Er am Ohr, der war kachet, will ha einen er gachein kionnako, lehm ne Fockel er ne Kor hei. Aber Tashtel schon waren black, ist ha ha einen, er ist noch ein Weide an. Clama, Clane, Kildara, Kildare, Bailahaw, Littleton, Cool Tudere, Port Arrington. And Tanandukish, Sakhloadava, Clam Ancient, their starting heart. Tanandukish, Sakhloas Lou, Clam Ancient, Dolochlos. Tashtadon, Trenvaran Black, Taimon Dulkadim Gal, the Glushup, their master Clam, Sphere and Brachahain. Smain Ridre, the Holman Temple, down Tachtor Ruhar, near the Wig. The Hawkish Lana, Unachnum Sold, is clearly grown, or Muram Road. Marie and Hain is well, if not Gusson Old. I'm counting it, get Kerny, Sir Road. Idraha, Idraha Uckle, Idraha Enn, Idraha Odd, Idraha Hanga, a Halma Hale, Idraha Hale. Poem about what it's like to be an Irish speaker in Ireland, moving between two worlds, through the speckled land. She won't speak to me anymore, this place. My tongue is received with poor grace. My roots penetrated only so far, and they wither for lack of water. Salt was spread on the upper scraw, and ploughed through to the lower lair. She can no longer nourish her brood in my own land as a stranger viewed. On the road between two cities, each of which has two names, I read the words on the signs. I am travelling through the speckled land, and every town here has two names. Clama, Clane, Kildara, Kildare, Bailahaw, Littleton, Cuilatudre, Port Arrington, the native name in italic script, a biased telling of the lore of place, the native name in the lesser script, a muted telling in slow fade. As I travel through the speckled land, I move from white to black. My journey is taken aslant, the way I follow is zigzagged. I am the knight going the long way round, to attack from behind, to try to confound. But there are castles I can't assault, and clerics before me proud and preening. I can't protect my own queen. My road is blocked by lowly pawns. Between two hues, between two names, between two views, between two words, between two tongues, between two worlds, I live my life between two lives. And lighten it up a small bit there. I'd just like to read that poem because it involves travelling from Cork, from Dublin to Cork. Sometimes you have to work at a poem, you have to keep chipping away at it, and I read this poem because I like the kind of central image in the poem. It's not a poem for poetry readings, it's a poem that people should read without the poet present, but for that reason I like to read it. It's called Dawn Tree Hill, it's a shot. Poem 307. And the only reason I gave it that title is because I was working on my collected poems at the time I wrote this poem, and I reckoned I had about 300 poems written, and then I wasn't too sure, so I said I'd add the 7 to it. That's where the title comes from. Dawn Tree Hill, it's a shot. Togan an fide bog, an lehoid a churin kiu inte a churin I a shoga. Sa bail is a she an lehoid a churin an koran a lian an eile kiu. Nu spas a shtitra tuskan gynintr shomra da. Togan an fide lehanach duf is then a fion soon the hunduk, Gnaim Shiel and Dawn in a lore. Togan and Lehoy, Dawn, Bill and Philip, Ganavet Erfoy. Poem 307. The poet builds a boat. The reader provides the crew and sets it sailing. A chapel, and it's the reader puts the choir in it that fills it with music. Or a space that gets fitted out with furniture and becomes a room. The poet takes a black page and with his pen absorbs the ink and discovers the poem in its center. The reader builds a poem. The poet is wont to be unavailable. I'll sit here, it's all right, I haven't gone anywhere. Another poem that involves a journey, seem to be a lot of the time maybe in modern life trying to find ourselves somewhere else, and I don't know what I'm striving for myself, but this is where I end up, and I like ending up there. There's a poem about just driving straight across the country in Ireland, and the Aran Islanders long ago used to say when they left the island that they were going to Ireland from the Aran Islands, and that's where I got this mention of going onto an island here. It's called Aghaeil. Hamainmer sheer tree the deer, ni she is sheer na aiden few of oin, se vega maumer har grihut, se stacher de lawn. Is lanimer ling, the donimer de troig, is lamer mor a machin son, se ulimer de narn luine, a mach se soile. Ilan ig shin, gdasin un tai yaravushin voin, hugan un tai gian moor doin. Donimer savarige, a fire ear in a spade. Be fós an, fós an aich hiama I gain. Ocean. We drove west across the country, further west than Ireland even, as we crossed the bridge onto an island. And we kept on till we came to a strand. Once there, we got out of the car to walk into the sea up to our knees. We are islanders who, once in a while, require that reaffirmation the great ocean provides. We stayed in the water, watching the horizon, still there, still as far away as ever. I was at home one day, wandering around the house, and I had the radio on in the background, trying to be a poet. And I heard this what I imagined this phrase on some radio program, "The Ancient Book." And I thought this is a fascinating concept. And I kind of turned off the radio, and I had misheard it. They weren't talking about an ancient book or anything like this, you know. But it stayed in my head, this idea. So this is where I got this poem, in Lower Orso. And it's about an ancient book, but it's about anything you want it to be about. It's about maybe history, about your own family tradition, or anything along those lines, and the way it's carried forward. And Lower Orso. Tog an Lower Orso, so, will include of Lahadel, at all a lehe. With a cushion and a lachnagong or skehe, I was on duch or a lesh, a tregum, tog and loud orsaso, I was lege. Leg pe medo is oil and was faderlat. 5 pound is take her in litrach own, tai gil. Skisamach in ochil the tau mihilay. I was black as stach, fuckil, that I could hay. Marcosur, quid fuckil ele as a yellow. Scríg éil ní is áin leat, fúl tain a hág a hún a bháin an ish. Dyn yn neud sio cem yr lle, agos chi hyr dref i cheile, lihe yn chlwdig, sgehe yn y gywsyn nhw, agos tregan yn dwyg, y dod o'r gŵl. Chi hyr yn hwnnol ddi rwyd, y tor rwyd, do'n lawr orsl, dyn ffyr trotus ŵr. The ancient book. Take this ancient book, with its leather cover becoming mouldy, and the crumbling edges of its pages, and the ink on them becoming faint. Take this ancient book and read it. Read as much as you want or as you can. Take a pen and go over any letters there that are fading. Delete any words that are indistinct, and insert words of your own. Finally, add other words at the end. Write anything you want. It is entirely up to you now. Do all this step by step, and you will see by degrees the mould on the cover, the crumbling of the margins, and the fading of the ink reversed. You will see the usual miracle taking place. The ancient book become a fresh treatise. When I was a child, we used to go on holidays to West Kerry. And the family would go at the same time every year, and other families from various places would gather there as well. We'd all get together, and we were there as people learning Irish, really. And the locals loved to see us come. They liked to see us come during the summer because it kind of livened up their life as well down there. And we used to have kind of parties and that going on in houses and that. So the summer visitors who were learning Irish, they would try to kind of, you know, accost locals and get them to speak to them by shouting out things like fine day and that as they worked in the fields and that. And they would say things like law bra, which basically was kind of a translation of good day or fine day, but it wouldn't be a normal Irish language greeting. So the learners coming to the place were called the fine days or the leant of braha. And this is how I remember it. I was kind of later proud to be called a law bra, a summer visitor. And this is how I remember our holidays in West Kerry. It's a poem to my father. It's how I like to remember my father. It's called Iwa Avastrut. Iwa Avastrut. Mwyhin, as kiwn hiopu hiani na maanu, y riaf na hiin da gynne. Agus hagus gato da gynne na hoitin, is os na leant braha, her nation ag an dúnta dig tairne a bhónlaí chaháin. Sí mís na páistí in ar le pacha ar fiúna rí. Súr na súl oscuite orin sa tóna colach. A fehev le man úr bog an chóil údar, a dian a bhorin an stáile in ís. Os nítí an son le tamu chóra á, sgíltá an nahariss agus chórsá grín, ta hain ad ar tí tá máite, ach an bímis a túrt do hóirchút, nó gan írtár gan éigint á rán rá. An curfá dá chasal agus na héine, an siusal agus an bár dá bhaint do bhaidíl. Is nuair a bhíoch an ia hart, fos bhís na dhaine siad ag imacht. Hís ar an tráid an mocht na maidana, an ceúr ag a dhinnicho, ia bhá bhastrut, in ár le chi ar chóid a bhaid hín. Seam a bhaun ar a fásta suas anam, sar a bhúrish bás, ag a menna láhil ag a ihir a chtálish, as cún hiopa hiáníí ar a bhfuil hín, is nuair a bheach an ia hart, fos mís an chuileachta na siad ag imacht. Húring hain ten a lóistín mar éan lá, i maile agus sé nu sa gorta dú, ach sar na móin chasin chút, le go léirthin, i a bhaá bhásúrt, i ceanúil meis ciúil leat. Good night, you bastard. In Ballyferriter on holidays, we stayed above Shawnee in the Monmouth shop, and some nights a crowd of locals and summer visitors would return after closing time in Daniel Kane's pub. We, the children, lying in suspense, feigning sleep in our beds, waiting for the soft murmur of the company making its way upstairs. Things would start with a bit of a chat, stories being told, fun being poked, you acting as a shy host, till the Beamish gave you voice and you called for a song. Everyone joining in the chorus, the hiss as another bottle is opened. And when the revelling was over, we'd hear the people going, down on the road in the early morning, someone shouts, "Good night, you bastard," in the full of his voice on the village street. My sorest wish, to have grown up in time, before you died, so I could come to a night you organised over Shawnee's shop in Ballyferriter. And when the night was over and the company was going, I would head for my lodgings too in Ballyaglisha or the Gortadu. Before I left, I would turn to you and say, "Good night, you bastard," fondly, tipsily. I'd like to finish up, if you don't mind, with a couple of fairly new poems. Just try them out with me, if you don't mind. I'll just read one first. I had the luck, if you like, to be sent by the City of Cork, or by the Munster Literature Centre at least, to Shanghai on a writer's residence, Cork and Shanghai. Being such important cities are twinned with each other. They share the telephone code 021 and things like that. So,
is that true?
It is, yes. And while I was there, I tried to write some poems. It's fairly difficult at times when you're a writer in residence actually to write. You know, you're all geared up and you're worked up, and then sometimes it doesn't come. Shanghai is a city very like Cork, only there are 23 million people in Shanghai. And so it's a very busy city. And besides that, the Chinese love noise. They like noise on their streets, they like noise in their restaurants and that. If they came into a quiet restaurant, they think something is wrong, they probably wouldn't stay, they'd go to find a noisy restaurant. But then again, you have the Chinese doing Tai Chi, silently and quietly, in corners in the park. You might get a group of people doing Tai Chi, then you get one person on their own doing Tai Chi in a park. So this is kind of what fascinated me about the thing. So I have a poem about watching a man doing Tai Chi in a park in Shanghai.
Is that written in Irish or English?
It was written in Irish. I don't write in English. I translate. All the translation I'm reading are my own translations, but I write in Irish. And then I translate them if I can, you know. I'm native speaker of English basically, but I grew up in an Irish speaking household as well, and all my education was true Irish. I went to the model school here, which is now a courthouse, but it was like a courthouse for me as well at times. I went to Colossian Pearson in Glenmire, and then I went to UCC and studied Irish and that. So I mean, a lot of my life was lived through Irish, but I'm a native speaker of English. But I started writing poetry in English as well, but I found that I was kind of acting. You know, you do, as you kind of, you create a persona maybe in your poems, but I was acting, I didn't feel it myself. But when I started writing Irish, I began to find my own voice on that, so the poems I've written in Irish, I couldn't write them in English, basically, you know. So, as I say, this is a new poem, and I'm just going to read one little section. It's in Ordine Fu Qing, in the park of Fujing in Shanghai. Salim Gudastian o Ar Tai Chi, Tishi Ilin a Park of Pridli, a Hina Leni Ga Chi. Gugunok a Vavu, Tarmon a Trochter and a Thrajan on the Mach, Gudarigonish a Brat Kunish and Us, or a Shul at our heart. Agus, Muilian mar a harlian, der hiul na berta van og na gulta cuganol, nor a hagan siad fwy na rain. Dinnen a galloon few, full lame in a horse, trasnu a cross o'i gafeir. Dere rim a chos siwd. Dy glach a cae mow do ar fawl cae. Er a basht a glas talon so, y masg na dy spair. So lame gulinen far a tai chi, an tom a chur in a stag byw gna. Dy gudwchig awn dy spos, nach awn do so naid siop. In Fujian Garden. It seems to me the man doing Tai Chi wants to stretch every dimension in the public park with his arms, that his hands would hold back the noise of the traffic on the street and cover all here under a silent sheet. And indeed, it so happens, the two women in business suits slow their walk as they come under his thrall. Even the sparrows hop across the lawn to the rhythm of his gait as he takes pace after slow pace on the green patch of ground surrounded by skyscrapers. It seems to me the man doing Tai Chi stops time almost in order that a space not anywhere here should come into being. I'll finish up with a very recent poem that I wrote last month. Again, I was fortunate enough to go on a writer's residence. I was in Slovenia last month, and they put us up in various houses. The Writers Association in Slovenia have these houses that they would have had from communist times, when Yugoslavia would have, you know, looked after their artists and that, and in Slovenia they still have these houses. So they put us up in various houses, and we were traveling around, and I don't have any clue of Slovenian and that, so you're kind of trying to get an in into the place, trying to kind of find out about the place. So I was looking at place names and asking people kind of what does that mean and that, and a lot of the time they were saying, no, it means nothing, but other times they were giving me notions and that. So just kind of, it's like the journeying through Ireland and looking at the place names and the two languages and that. I was getting some of the place names, they were, you know, people knew what they meant, and other places they were actually making up names and are making up reasons on this, you know, or seemed to me anyway. But so I wrote this series of poems, and I thought I had it finished, and that was grand, I was done with it. I had done my duty as a poet in residence. And we were travelling back from the coast to Ljubljana, and the driver, just making talk, she started to point out things. She said, this is over here, this area. She started to describe this area, and I looked out the window, and it was a lovely area. It was a country area, but she said it was a national park, and she started to describe the area. And I had been travelling around and writing these poems about place names, and I was thinking of home and thinking that this place name reminds me of somewhere in Cork, and this place reminds me of somewhere in Cork, and all this kind of thing. And then suddenly this happened. I came home and wrote this poem, and as I was writing the poem, I said, I better kind of check what this place is, you know, what she was telling me. And I looked it up, found a national park, and it was called Barrier, and that was grand. I said, okay, I can try on writing my poem. And then I said, I better check, you know, in Google Translate what this word means. And when I found out what the word meant, I wrote the last line of the poem. It's called Duig Erle. Duig Erle. Duig Erle, a Durchi, a bat on Duig, Gurom will go out Harris, or a motor of a lach doing, is in a tree or a gahir. Barria, in Rodegan Marshin, a Durchi, a via. Diachas are a dollof, mean, a heen, silvoin, a draw, sheer rain, ishu. Ishtik fin gunokshin, ta loch bilb, a durchi. Ni ta of mahatam, ta shi tash, port no shunta, ni fader togidel, nach ta ein leham, ta duch suchtanat. Ta shi go hong, a durchi, markyon. Ni fogurt groin vui, a fos, fan a humul. Agus hi swoin, Vohrin, vi Bert van Malays Shul. Either tea and Vohrin of Hogan, have we stolen Spashtoy of Trasin of Tea, Treed and Bork, Noshunta, the Jump to Hale. Is Natharis, Erevarlo, and Trawson, Gulanami Storing or Orshleed in Hahel, Nugorain of Fawnilt, Dunhain, in Nere and Lyashin, Treed and Oichin, Erhubadur, Daria, Sheshin, Shaskun. Risk, no kurkach abri. And in English, a place apart. That is a place apart, she said, of the countryside we were driving past on the motorway heading for the city. Barrier or some such, she said it was called. I looked at the level land stretching east towards a low mountain range. Under that hill, she said, there's a small lake. It is not good land, it's damp. It's a national park. You can't build there. And there are particular birds there that are native to this place. It is, she said, a beautiful area. Here and there, standing crops of maize were planted along the margins. And below me, on a country lane, two middle-aged women were walking. They were just about to leave the lane and go hiking across the open land through the national park together. And I couldn't decide just then whether I'd prefer if we continued on our way to the city or to go roving alone at the end of the day through that place they called Barrier, meaning bog or marsh, if you will, just like Cork.